James Coppinger, how is he?
Yeah, he's done. He's done a lot of work this morning. You know, we'll see how he reacts because, you know, speaking to him today possibly forced himself a little bit too much for the Gillingham game. You know, and the last thing he wants to do is come back, come into the team the last 24, 25 minutes, have to come off, then miss another 2 weeks. But he's worked really hard today, so we'll see how he reacts tomorrow.
Following on from the match the other night, is everybody else okay?
Yeah, they're all fine. You know, all bitterly disappointed, gutted after the game. But the spirit's really good in the camp. I think they know, after going over the game again, that we put in a really good performance against a really good team. And the one thing we've got to do is cut out little individual errors, because they're really costing us at the minute. And over the course of games, even going back to the Peterborough game last week where we weren't at our best, we still created three or four really, really good chances to get something out of the game. And the two goals we conceded were individual errors. Go back to the Gillingham game before that, individual error. And the game the other night there was the exact same. So we're defending, and it sounds stupid, as a unit and as a team, quite well at the minute. But little things are really letting us down, and we have to cut that out, because we've seen against Swindon that we're a good team.
How soon, I mean, that's two or three games that you've highlighted there. Does it become about isolated incidents, more so an issue of maybe nerves and dealing with the situation you're in right now?
Possibly. I just think it's a little bit of lack of concentration at times as well, you know. And the one thing you have to do as a player is, when you go out, is to try and eradicate mistakes as much as you can. Everybody will make mistakes, you know. I'll make more than most people, so I keep getting told.
Tell the manager.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And I love it really. But you know, the players will make mistakes within games, but it's cutting them down. And the mistakes we're making in bad areas at the minute.
It's a situation where, I dare say, you can point to aspects of games where you've had large spells have been the better team. But at this stage, does it matter as much when it just really is about the win at the end of the day? You're in a situation with eight other teams where it doesn't really matter how you get there. You've just got to get there.
It's about getting results now. You know, as good as we can build on performances and everything else, you've got to get points on the board. The positive thing, and the thing I'm confident about, is I know this group of players can go on a run. I know there's a lot of talent in there, and I know after back-to-back defeats there's a real determination to put it right. And look, they've got nothing to lose. You know, they've got 9 games left, 27 points to play for, and the last thing we want is to get to the end of the season. And I've said to the group, I've said to the individuals, don't have any regrets come May the 3rd. You know, and go out there, give it everything you can, and if it's not quite to be at the end of it, then nobody can point any fingers. But at the same time, if they go out and give everything they can and play as they can every single game, we'll be right in the mix.
It's interesting, isn't it? Do the players almost need reminding of that because of how it is, and pressure builds and builds and builds, doesn't it? It's almost like, right, there is no pressure in some respects. All you've got to do is go out and do your best.
Go out and do your best, work as hard as you can, and go and play as we know that we can do. And you know, I know we're on a little bit of a dodgy run at the minute. There's no getting away from that. But go back 3-4 weeks ago, we're on a really good run that's put us in the situation, in the position that we're in now. And the players, the group, the individuals that we've got in the team are more than capable of doing that.
And Coventry are the next challenge. They're very much in the flush of new manager syndrome, I suppose. So what do you make of them? What does your research into them tell you that's the difference now Tony Mowbray's got it?
Look, Tony's a top manager. Managed top clubs. Really, really good person, good football person as well. And he's went in and he's lifted them. You know, they've just had back-to-back wins. Had a really good result at Fleetwood the other night there. So they're playing with confidence. He's instilled a bit of confidence into them. And they'll be hard to play against. But we feel that that we're a good team. And we're a team now that's got a point to prove. You know, and our players have shown that after a bad defeat or a couple of back-to-back defeats, that they've got the determination to bounce back. And as tough as we know it's going to be down there, I'm looking forward to it.
I appreciate I could ask this question at each press conference prior to maybe the next 6 or 7 matches, up to and including the last day. But given the run you've had recently and back-to-back home defeats, does this match on Saturday, given the fact that the table is so unforgiving, become must-win?
No, it doesn't, because, you know, we could have... The division's that crazy. We could have got a fantastic point the other night there, and somebody else could have won and would have been 5 points off getting the result. So the 7 or 8 teams that's in and around it at the minute, have all got to play each other two, three, some four times. So everybody's going to be dropping points. The main thing, and I'm going to bore you, is what I've said all along, is if we're in touching distance, going into it, I'll be happy.
What's the line then? What do you think the team in six will have to get as a basic ballpark figure to get there?
I don't know. I don't think anybody can predict it this year. I don't think it'll be anywhere near the points total that's been in previous years, purely because everybody's beating each other every week. And just going off what I've just said there, that, you know, we've still got MK Dons, Sheffield United, Bradford, you know, all teams in Rochdale, Fleetwood, all teams in the rounders. They've all got to play Bristol City, Preston, Peterborough, Sheffield United, Bradford, they're all playing each other. Chesterfield, you know, they're all in there and playing each other, so that at some point, nobody's going to pick up maximum points. I think I can guarantee that. We've just got to make sure that we look after ourselves.
And there again, you've just dispelled the myth that managers don't look at other teams and don't analyse the tables and don't look at fixture lists.
It's hard not to. We worry about ourselves first and foremost. I've always been like that. But if you look at the fixtures that everybody's got from now to the end of the season, it's the old boring quote, but there's no easy games.
I must admit, I can't remember a season quite like this. There's been pocket battles before and two or three teams that might do something in either to stay up or go up or what have you, but not the volume of teams that this current League One situation finds itself in.
And it shows you how tight it is, and it also shows me that we're still in a great position with a great chance. You know, before Christmas time, September, October, November, we were struggling and we were way, way off it. We put a decent run together. Back-to-back wins can get you straight back up there. Three or four games unbeaten can get you straight back up there. And we know that with nine games left, that we're a squad that's capable of going on a run like that. You know, look at Barnsley. You know, a few weeks ago they were down near the bottom. They've went in a run, won games, they're right up there. Peterborough, exactly the same. So we know it's not in our hands as such, because if everybody wins every game, we'll finish where we finish. But we feel that we've got a great chance.
When you see somebody like Barnsley coming up on the rails and they go on a run where they don't even concede a goal for six matches or five or six matches, what goes through your mind as an opposition manager?
You can't worry about it. You can't. You know, we got ourselves into position a couple of weeks ago, which was a fantastic position of being in sixth place. And we've dropped off a little bit, but we're still in a very good position, and it's up to other teams to win games and drop points. You know, we really can't affect that unless we're playing against them. So all our focus and our mentality now is it's a nine-game season, and we've gave ourselves a hell of a chance.
Knowing what you know, obviously, about this group and Coventry, how do you approach playing them?
Going back to the very start of the conversation, is we've got to eradicate mistakes and silly mistakes that we're making to give ourselves a chance first and foremost. And if we do that, we've got a great chance of going there and getting 3 points, because we've got players in the team that'll hurt opposition.
Who do you see now as being the difference makers? Does it fall on experienced shoulders in a time like this, who may have been in something similar, or is it just about a broad brush look at the squad?
It's going to be the whole squad. You know, I think it would be very, very doubtful that I could pick the same team from now to the end of the season with the amount of games there is, with injuries and everything else. So the squad and the togetherness of the squad is going to be really, really important. And then you look for your experienced lads to come through. And we've got some really good players, you know, and the one thing I want the players to do, and I want everybody else to do, is get a bit of belief back as well, you know, because I think us hitting sixth place when we did raised everybody's expectations. Whether they're false expectations, I don't know.
When you were six, I remember sitting here saying, look, are you ahead of schedule? So do you think it was a bit almost too early, if you like?
No, not too early. I just think we got ourselves there, then all of a sudden people thought, well, we're automatically with 11, 12 games left going to finish there. You know, and I'll say it now, and I've said it numerous times, you don't finish in sixth place with 9 games left. There's 27 points to play for. Our aim at the start of the season, if we want to go back to that and talk about expectations and being realistic, was to get as near and finish top half if we could. So are we exceeding expectations at the minute? We are, but it's important that people don't get carried away.
Changing tack, it's obviously no secret. You're on a rolling contract. When do you get to the point where it stops rolling and it's all signed?
It just keeps rolling at the minute. Not something that's concerned me. Not something that concerned me as a player, to do with contracts. You know, I've got a year's rolling contract, which in layman's terms means when you wake up, you've got a year left. so that's how it is at the minute, and I'm quite comfortable with it.
Because normally we look at these things from the club's perspective. You know, things are going well here at the moment. Do you hang fire, or is it a case of not really a no-brainer? You're still planning on being here next year?
Yeah, I'm still planning on being here next year. Look, all the conversations that I'm having with Gavin and the board is to plan not just for next year, but years beyond that as well. We've made a little bit of progress this year, as in we try to get players promoted from the youth system into the development squad and the development squad into the first team squad, and that's something that we're going to look to do in the future. We've got a recruitment meeting next week about how we're going to take the club forward on that side of things as well, and as I said, not just for this season or next season, but for the next 2, 3, 5 years. So as in contract wise, I know the club's comfortable with what we're doing at the minute.
And just as a final point, I know we've addressed in part some of the lads who will be up in the summer. Has anything moved on that, or does that then depend on this meeting next week?
No, that doesn't depend on the meeting next week. It's difficult because we're in the mix about what division we're going to be in first and foremost, and when budgets get set. You know, it's something that I know from all parties, myself, Gavin, the board, that we want to sit down and get that sorted as quick as we can, because the last thing we want is to be in a position as where we were the last two pre-seasons. You know, we want to get everything sorted out as quick as we can. We've had positive talks about how we want to go forward. We just need to finalise them now.